Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week we are taking on The Black Phone. But you know what we got to do. We got to do the terrible dad joke. So let's get to it. How is a telephone like a dirty bathtub? They both have rings. They both have rings. How terrible is that? But we are doing The Black Phone. It's currently on Peacock. It's got a runtime of 1 hour and 42 minutes. It's got a quick casting of Ethan Hawke, who's fantastic in this, and newcomer Mason Thames, which might even be more fantastic. And the rating is R. So 60 seconds on the clock for The Black Phone. What's it about? A madman kidnaps young boys in this horror thriller, and one boy can listen to a random phone that he gets tips how to save his life from previous boys and how he can, more than that, overcome all of his fears. That's a long intro, but that's pretty much what it's about, and it's really good. Why to watch it? Ethan Hawke plays an amazing villain. They do a fantastic job of building the suspense in this one. The dialogue is sparse at times, which is by design, but when it's there, it's great, and it develops the story well. The ending was amazing and very satisfying. Horror movies are so iffy for me, but this one I thought was fantastic, and I don't say that lightly. Why to skip it? If you're not a horror fan, skip this one. If you're looking for a non-stop horror action thrillers, this is not it either. The pacing in The Black Phone will bother some people, but the biggest issue that some people will have will be the relationship between the solo dad parent and his kids. At times, it was hard to watch. Rating out of 10. I'm not the biggest horror fan, but I absolutely loved The Black Phone. It is one of the best movies I've seen of 2022, and I'm giving it an 8.3 out of 10, which is extremely high on my scale. It's one of my favorite movies I've seen in a long time. So what do you think about The Black Phone? Did you like it? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Why am I overrating this one? Why am I underrating it? Which I don't believe I am. I think it's perfect right where it's at. I wasn't expecting much out of this, and I was blown away. I got to see it on Peacock. I didn't get to see it in the movie theaters, but I thought it was really good. So it's spooky season. It's a great one to watch. It's on Peacock, like I said. Follow me at OMMR Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, or email me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please share me with a friend. It's the only way for me to truly grow the podcast, and I really appreciate it from you. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you can spend it with me as we listen to random phone calls in the hopes of saving a young boy from a madman. But all we find is a great movie instead. Wait, what?